From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the final portion of a message entitled Caleb, part of this series in the book of Joshua. From chapter 14 and portions of chapter 15, Dr. Cairns has been looking at the record of a man who was particularly distinguished for his faith in the promises of God. Caleb was one of 12 men chosen to spy out the land of Canaan, but only he and Joshua had brought back an encouraging report, whereas the others discouraged the heart of the people, resulting in the 40 years of wilderness wandering and in the deaths of all who were 20 years old and upward. At that time, God had given Caleb a promise of inheritance in the land. Now, at 85 years of age, Caleb requested Joshua that he might possess that inheritance. Caleb had lived in total consecration to God. Looking back over 40 years, he could testify, "I wholly followed the Lord my God." He was a man who walked after God, living a life of faithful obedience, as well as one who walked for God, an example and a testimony to those around him. Caleb's courage characterized both his youth and his old age. He displayed fearlessness in the face of powerful enemies, and even in the face of his own countrymen. Caleb was a man who had the courage of his convictions, no matter what the opposition. Then we see Caleb's constancy. Having started out right with God as a young man, he lived a consistent life. As the scripture testifies, Caleb conquered the enemies and possessed his promised inheritance. May the Lord enable us to follow his example. We'll hear the conclusion of this message in a few minutes. First of all, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Even the sweetest visits from Christ, how short they are, and how transitory. One moment our eyes see Him, and we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. But again a little time, and we do not see Him. For our Beloved withdraws Himself from us. Like a roe or a young hart, He leaps over the mountains of division. He has gone to the land of spices, and feeds no more among the lilies. If today He deigns to bless us with a sense of pardoned sin, He tomorrow may distress us, make us feel the plague within. Oh, how sweet the prospect of the time when we shall not behold Him at a distance, but see Him face to face, when He shall not be as a wayfaring man tarrying but for a night, but shall eternally enfold us in the bosom of His glory. We shall not see Him for a little season, but millions of years our wondering eyes shall o'er our Savior's beauties rove, and myriad ages we'll adore the wonders of His love. In heaven there shall be no interruptions from care or sin. No weeping shall dim our eyes. No earthly business shall distract our happy thoughts. We shall have nothing to hinder us from gazing forever on the Son of Righteousness with unwearied eyes. Oh, if it be so sweet to see Him now and then! How sweet to gaze on that blessed face for aye, and never have a cloud rolling between, and never have to turn one's eyes away to look on a world of weariness and woe. Blessed day! When wilt thou dawn? Rise, O unsetting sun! The joys of sense may leave us as soon as they will, for this shall make glorious amends. If to die is but to enter into uninterrupted communion with Jesus, then death is indeed gain, and the black drop is swallowed up in a sea of victory.
Thank you.
The selection you have just heard is part of a CD entitled Our Song of Praise, featuring the piano artistry and arrangements of Joan J. Pinkston, who serves as pianist at Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For over 40 years, Joan has taught music theory, hymn playing, and composition to thousands of Christian young people at Bob Jones University. During that time, she has sought to instill in them a Christ-centered view of sacred music. Joan's philosophy of sacred music is summed up in her words, "There is really no such thing as sacred music without words. It is the Word of God that draws a Christian closer to Christ. Only when biblical thoughts are expressed in words, as with a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song, can any music be considered sacred. When the message of the words and the impact of the music are in harmony, the greatest communication takes place," unquote, Joan Pinkston. Our Song of Praise features 13 of Joan's arrangements of such favorite hymns as Jesus Paid It All, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, Be Thou My Vision. This beautiful and inspiring CD would make a wonderful Christmas gift for family or friends. Copies of Our Song of Praise may be obtained from Faith Free Presbyterian Church. The price is $15 per CD, which includes postage and handling. Simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Contact us today for your copy of Our Song of Praise.
Testimony of Christ in a day of apostasy is always a remnant testimony. And if we are going to say we will only go with the crowd, we will only go with the majority, we will only do what's popular, then we will embrace apostasy. Courage, on the other hand, says, I will fight the battles of the Lord after our greater Joshua. God, give us that courage. And then, this again is one of the most beautiful things about Caleb. Caleb asked, give me this mountain. And in so doing, he asked for the most difficult portion in the whole land. There were giants there. There were impregnable defense cities there. But he says, the harder the task, the more difficult the terrain, give me this mountain. That was courage. It's the very same courage as Paul had. Romans 15:20, he says, yea, I have so strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. Writing to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 10:16, he said that his burden was to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to hand. There is that kind of pioneer spirit that says, give me something great to do for God. If you've read the story of Hudson Taylor and his call to China, you have that same spirit in Taylor. If you've read the story of the great C.T. Studd who went out to Taylor's mission and then went on to India and then went on to Africa after there was no doctor in England who would clear him medically to do any missionary work. If you've read the story of a David Livingstone or of a William Carey, if you've read the story of a David Brainerd or a John Wesley or a George Whitefield, what you're reading is the story of other Calebs who look at this terribly difficult task and say, give me this mountain. However hard, however long and arduous, however much work this will take, this is what I want to do for God. I trust you remember a prayer I left before you some months back. I hope that God will burn it into our hearts. Lord, before I die, let me do something great for God. Not great as the world counts great, but great as God counts great. That is courage. A word about Caleb's constancy. Notice what he says. I'm as strong today as I was then. I was 40 years old then, I'm 85 now. I'm as strong now as I was then for war, to go out. And notice his assurance to come back in. There are three wonderful pictures of Caleb's constancy. See him at Kadesh. He was obtaining the promise by faith. Then for 38 years, see him in the wilderness. And he's awaiting the promise by faith. Now see him in Canaan, and he's claiming the promise by faith. That's real constancy. Delay did not erode his faith. Age did not lessen his zeal. I think of the words of the psalmist when he said in Psalm 116, because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. That's constancy. In Psalm 104 in verse 33, the psalmist says, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise unto my God while I have any being. Here's a man looking at his life and saying, serving Christ is not just for a little time. Giving the Lord my best is not at the beginning or at the end of life. It's throughout life. There is a consistency. There's a constancy. Caleb started out as a young man in the right way. And he never had any reason to regret it. Let me tell you, when you, as a young person, as a young Christian, consecrate your life to the service of Jesus Christ and give him your all, you'll never have cause to regret it. Never. You look back, and you may say, I haven't been all that I ought to have been. I would to God I'd done more for him. But I'm not sorry that my life has been spent in the service of my God. Caleb started as a young man, and as an old man, he was just as strong. I want to tell you, I have a very special admiration for old saints. And I think every person who names Christ's name should have. As a very young preacher, and I think this was wisdom given by God, as a very young preacher, I felt a great attraction to old saints with proven testimonies. I never felt that I couldn't learn from a man because he left school in the fifth grade. I have to be honest with you and say, some of those men have been the greatest men of God I've ever known. And I've joyed to spend time with them. It's great to see a young fellow on fire for God. It's great to see a young man whose zeal is aflame, and he's willing to give everything for the Savior. But it's even better to see that young man 40 or 50 years later, and he's still the same. I've mentioned often to you my old friend in Cross Gar, who's now 100 and a half years old. He'll be 101 if God spares him to the month of November. When I visit my friend Hugh James Adams, he can't do what he used to do. He can't go where he used to go. I want to tell you, the same fire is there, the same stability is there, the same zeal is there, the same love for God is there, the same principles are dear to his heart. And that thrills my heart. My English Bible professor as a student, when I was a student, was Dr. Paisley's father. He's getting to be a very old man, to be honest. I think he was past his best in lecturing by quite a way by the time I got there. Yet I wouldn't change having J. Kyle Paisley to teach me for anybody else. I learned more from the man. I learned from his lectures, but I learned more from the man. The greatest testimony his sons could give him. When J. Kyle Paisley was an old man, facing eternity, he preached the same gospel. I used to love to hear him preach, even to use the name of God. I can hear his voice as I remember him this morning. And just the very way he said the name God, it brought eternity to your heart. His great theme was the cross. He preached the cross constantly for saints and for sinners. All the aspects of the cross. And that's how he lived. That's how he died. When Alzheimer's set in and he couldn't speak anymore, and he could hardly get any thoughts together, I used to get little notes from him, and I'd be honest, they were hard to decipher. But I would see there he was trying to give me the outline of a sermon that he was thinking of. And it was always on the old theme of Christ and his cross. One of my most treasured possessions. He gave me hundreds of his sermon notes dating from the 1930s, 1920s possibly even. I have never preached any of them. I couldn't. His style of preaching and mine are so far apart. But many a time I've looked at them. The theme so much the same. That's consistency. How do you get to be consistent? Verse 10 tells you, Caleb doesn't take the credit. He says, the Lord kept me alive. It was the Lord who did this. All for grace to be consistent. I will leave speaking of his confidence. And this conquest. I want you today, however, to keep these things in mind. Here is what makes a wholehearted servant of the Lord. If you're to be a servant of Christ whose life counts, this is the kind of man or woman you've got to be. What manner of man ought we to be, Peter asks. What kind of a person should you be? First of all, obviously a Christian. This man knew the Lord. Consecrated man. A courageous man. A consistent man. Not blowing hot and cold, going by every trivial feeling, but consistently going on and through with God. A man of confidence in God and in the gospel. And you will then be a man of conquest in personal victory over sin. And best of all, in winning trophies to lay at Jesus' feet. There is an inheritance for us won by Christ. Now let's possess it. May God make us like Caleb, truly wholehearted servants of the Savior.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.